It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, it is absolute madness out there when it comes to female sports, because there are men out there that want to identify as women and take over female sports. And I really do find it despicable, guys, that when it comes to especially, you know, high school and middle school sports, it definitely seems like that these young athletes have more common sense than the adults. The adults seem to be the kids. It's really, really amazing, guys, because we did a video, I believe this a couple of weeks ago, about middle schoolers in West Virginia, track and field, shot put. They actually staged a protest because the opponent actually had a male identifying as a female competing. They said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to compete against a male. I mean, we have our own sport. This is female sports. But the adults, they said, nah. We're going to allow this male to compete against you females. You females need to shut up and just take it. That is pretty dumb. But the middle schoolers said, nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. And guess what, guys? I didn't even know this happened until now. Those middle school girls actually got punished by their school district. Guess what, guys? They got banned. Yes, the five girls that stood up for female sports got banned by the school district. This is just unbelievable. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here making this video on this. This is a real thing, guys. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. West Virginia girls who forfeited shot put match against trans opponent banned from competition. Attorney General files suit to appeal. Yeah, this is insane, man. This is insane. The school district won't stand up for the girls, but they'll stand up for the male identifying as a female. So these middle schoolers got banned. How ridiculous is this? Why didn't the trans opponent actually get banned? It's not fair, man, what's actually going on here. And this is the problem, man. These woke school districts, man, you got to homeschool, man. You got to homeschool. But anyway, let's go ahead and read some of this here. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey has publicly announced his support of the five middle school girls who forfeited their track and field events when they protested against being forced to compete against a boy playing on a girls' team. The Republican AG signed a brief in support of the girls who were banned from competing by their school district for daring to speak out against transgender athletes being allowed to compete against girls. Now, I thought the wokes really wanted the women to have a voice, but they really don't. You have to have the right woke politics to actually speak out. So to the wokes, what those girls did, they want them silenced now. And now they've been banned. Now, just in case you guys didn't see this, this protest was actually on April the 18th in West Virginia. So in case you guys didn't see the video, we're going to go ahead and play it again. There's no sound. So what's happening here, the girls actually walking into the circle, getting into their stance and just walking out. And they refused to actually comply and compete. So that was one right there. This is another one. The other one right here didn't even bother getting into a stance. So the third one here kind of gets into a stance, but not really. And then I think this is the fourth one here. Walks into the circle. Well, doesn't even really get into a stance. Walks out. And let's see here. Right here, they're about, yeah, another one here. Walks in. Stands there in the circle. Walks out. Yeah. And these girls standing up for female sports got banned. Got banned because they would not bend the knee to this madness, man. The middle schoolers have more integrity than the adults. The adults should be ashamed of themselves, man. They really should be ashamed of themselves for doing this. It says here, just before their protests, a federal appeals court had partially overturned the state's ban on males playing in girls' sports. See, the adults are crazy. The so-called adults are crazy, man. This week, the five girls were officially banned by the Harrison County Board of Education from competing in school sports, all sports, not just track and field, because they dared to protest being forced to play against a boy. But fast on the tail of that ban, A.G. Morrissey has filed a lawsuit against the school district. Quote, their actions at the earlier track meet were not disrupted or aggrandizing. They were the quiet demonstration of the student athletes' evident unhappiness with the competitive consequences of a federal appellate court's decision, Morrissey said in his amicus brief in support of the girls. The state Supreme Court did not entirely overturn the transgender ban law, but blocked it from being applied against student Becky Pepper Jackson, who is suing the state over the trans ban law. I believe, name sounds familiar right here, Becky Pepper Jackson. I think that's the person that was on the opposing team. I could be wrong about that. Morrissey also said he would press the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case over the state's law, according to West Virginia Watch. Yeah, this is sickening, man, that this school district punished these girls and banned them from all sports. All sports, guys. Because they took a stance. They didn't want a male in their locker room. They want to stand up for female sports. And the school district just said, nah, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's their saying. This is really pathetic, man. It is. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.